Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is Numania. This is the underground. This is Numania.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Before we get started, I just want to say, I know it's a hockey show, I know it's about the Rangers, but fuck you, Steve Smith. You took the money and ran to the goddamn Eagles. Fuck you, Steve Smith. Fuck you, you
wow.
Said to me. Traitor.
Wow.
Piece of garbage. Okay, good evening, Eddie. How are you?
Hi, everybody. How are you? I'm sorry, I'm going to talk into his voice all day.
No, I'm not.
We got to do something to entertain.
Elements to this show.
Yes, I gotta tell you. Now I'm not gonna. We're not. I'm not gonna try to fool you tonight, Jim. You or the audience. We're gonna have to. It's gonna take a lot of hockey helper to make this show straight tonight. I mean,
that's
there's
awesome.
Not a whole lot to talk about here in August. What are we? August 10th. But we'll manage to succeed where others have failed. We got the brethren here. The underground has gathered for another unlawful think tank, thinking hanger meeting. So we are ready to rock and roll. I got some stories I could tell you, hockey related. But we'll see where they fit in. I was in Nassau County today.
I'm sorry.
Got to check. I know. I find it very difficult right off the bat as I go right into the story part of my...
Sorry,
I am very well, by the way, to answer your question.
Sorry, Charlie.
Speaking of which, this is certainly right up the Sorry Charlie river, or a certain Sorry Charlie vein, rather. I was in the Westfield Mall in Massapequa today. And they have a functioning and operating Islander store up and running with one person who was texting because there was nobody in the store. And, I mean, he must just write that off as a loss because, seriously, folks, how much business can that place be doing? So, anyway, that was the first perplexing note of the day, but we'll get on to that more stories as we get down the line here, Jimmy. Ranger news was a little bit thin, but I'm sure, like I said, with the hockey helper and the guys from the underground, guys and gals from the underground, will make it go a long, long way.
Yes, sir, that is absolutely true. You know, you and I talked about it last night. It's last August. We were doing 2-hour shows and filling them with no problem, and the reason why is because there was so many issues, there was so much, you know, you had a lot of new guys coming in, roster turnover, there was a lot going on, And this year, you know, did a picture of stability, you know, smooth sailing. The SS Tortorella is, you know, floating on the sea of tranquility. You know, there's no Redden to bitch about all summer long. There's no Drury to bitch about all summer long. You know, like I said on the Facebook group page today, why stability creates difficulty for August Hockey Radio.
Yes. I mean, you know, last year we were talking about Frolov and what was he going to do and
nothing.
Tim Kennedy, and we were talking about Jody Watley.
Watley.
Who was the other guy we had? Todd White. Remember him?
Kelsey Tessier?
Kelsey Tessier, and we were talking about all kinds of wacky guys.
We were all wondering where Anders Ambruhl fit into this roster.
Right.
We were discussing Matt Gilroy growing into his body.
Oh, yes. And that turned out well for him. And Tampa will love him in his 28-year-old body. Now, I guess the main story that people are starting in the chat room to bring up is the arrest of Sean Avery. Sean Avery was he was arrested for what? Battery on a police officer?
I think that was the charge, yeah. And by the way, I have the video on. The video's on in the chat room. If you guys want to click onto my video, I'll be showing pictures from old Ranger yearbooks, and you guys can guess who's in the pictures. That'll keep us busy.
Yeah. Feel free. Whatever you show on,
play Name That Clown live here.
Either that, or he may start showing Miracle there on video so you can watch a movie while we talk. You know, whatever we got to do to keep your attention here, this is the way we're going to do it, guys. But apparently Sean Avery and his infinite dum-dum decided to get into it with a police officer out in L.A. at his house after the police answered a call for excessive loudness, I guess, from his house. He was playing music too loud. And Sean, the bad boy of hockey, once again, did not come along quietly. To me, I think this was echoed by a lot of people on our Facebook page, which I think everybody listening should subscribe to via Facebook, Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
Yes, we passed 500 members this week, and we're headed for 1,000, so make sure you join up.
500 people, that is a tremendous amount, right? Just wait till... See, right now, 500 I consider the guys we have now, like the peeps that have joined us now. They're going to be the originals. They're going to be the original 500. They're going to be the guys that I'm going to look for. Because you know, Jim, on this show, I do call for the Ranger Underground and the Army to amass in wars occasionally against teams. When I say, this is war! And I bring them on. Well, these 500 are my first line guys. They come in. They're my vets. But listen, we even have people in here on the radio before we had a Facebook page. Those are the hardcore personalities. Usually personalities with some kind of disorder. But they are here. Anyway, so about Sean, the majority of people on the Facebook page, and correct me if I'm wrong, were pretty much, they've had enough of Shawnee. Was that the case?
It's a mix, and it's you know, I said this to you last night. Maybe I'm just old or old fashioned, but I've seen a lot of people just say it's not that big of a deal. The other thing I keep seeing is that athletes have done far worse than what Avery did. Which to me, I don't know. I don't see how that justifies it. But to me, people say it's no big deal. How do you say putting your hands on a cop is no big deal? If he literally, I understand the LAPD. They're not the most reputable police department in the world, and I'm surprised that they took time out of beating up black people long enough to go show up at this noise complaint at 1 a.m. By the way, who complains about the noise in L.A. at 1 a.m.? I mean, that movie Swingers, they were just leaving the house at 1 a.m., weren't they, to go to parties? They were just putting down a Sega at 1 a.m. Don't things just start getting going at 1 a.m. in that crap hole? I hate L.A. So
I'm not a fan of L.A. either.
But to me, the guy shoved a cop. To me, that's a big deal. And not only that, it's an embarrassment to the organization. I don't care how many times he apologized. If he did it, and it certainly sounds like he did, it's an embarrassment to the organization. I don't care if it's a misdemeanor or a felony. Anytime there's a confrontation with one of your employees with the police, it's an embarrassment to the organization.
Oh, surely. I think being a good citizen is an unwritten rule for hockey players. I mean, some other sports we know are littered with criminals and would-be criminals.
I'd be late.
But NBA, NFL, Cincinnati Bengals, New York Jets. But,
Michael Irvin.
You know, the thing is that it's just another thing on this guy's, rap sheet. I don't want him around. The Rangers are in a different direction now. We don't need Sideshow Sean anymore, to satisfy us. But Ranger fan, listen, I love the guy. When he was doing all his antics, but it's just enough. We've said it time and time again. Novelty is off, Sideshow. You're just not doing it on the ice. As far as I'm concerned, I know he had a lot of assists last year, and he didn't play a lot of minutes, blah, 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 blah. But it's just time to move on, and I feel like with all these young guys around, and I know you don't want to look, a guy in the locker room who acts like that, what'd you do in your offseason? I beat up a cop. Derek, what do you do? Oh, I played hockey, for the Team USA. I beat up a pig. I don't know. So I don't know how you feel. I think me and you are on the same page. I'd like to get the chat room. So, Chad, are you chat room? As a whole, are you stay or go as far as Sean Avery?
Well, you know where I'm at on it. Now here's another question: Ranger fans that are saying it's no big deal. Would they say that if it was Matt Cook? Or
Jordan Tutu.
Yeah. If it was and it doesn't even have to be like the antagonist from another team, but just anybody. I'm drawing a blank.
Wojtek Volski. Luke Shen.
There you go. If it was Luke Shen. If it was Nazem Kadri, if it was one of the Sedin brothers, would they still say it was no big deal? I'm just curious. But anyway, leave Sean alone. Leave Rodney alone, Mario says. Leave Sean alone.
I think
Free Wheezy.
I don't know. I just think it's just time to go. That's And I don't know why you can defend Sean Avery at this point. The Rangers are going onward and upward. At least that's what I keep hearing.
Right.
I think in this heat's been getting to some of the Ranger fans with some of the predictions about how they're going to win the President's Trophy next year and the whole bit. When I see the goal production go up from 1 to 3, then I'll start talking. I want to see pucks in the net.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mike Hume, who we had on this show from ESPN New York, he wrote a story the other day that the Rangers are within they're within 3 years of winning the cup or just being a cup contender, and Ranger fans got all excited about it, and I love Mike and I'm glad he came on our show. He was a great guest. We had a lot of fun with him, but my response to that was, can they win a playoff series first? You got to win a playoff series before you can be a cup contender.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your point.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, right now, we're just such pessimists, and rightly so. we're pessimistic. But, you know, when it comes to playoff time and they make the playoffs, we're the first ones to say, you know what, they could go all the way.
Is it really? Okay. I don't think it's pessimism, pragmatism, if anything. I mean, I think
that might be a better word.
Yeah, I think we're not necessarily pessimistic. We're just realistic, you know. I mean, they got to win a playoff series. This team's made the playoffs twice in the last 3 years and been out in the first round. They've got two playoff series wins in the current regime. Win a playoff series, then we'll talk about how close they are to being a cup contender. Next year, second round, or else it's a disappointing, at least the second round, or it's a disappointing season. Would you agree with that?
It depends on a lot of factors.
Okay.
I mean, I can't say, it depends on what
the
matchup is, how
they look. That's the way I'm looking at it.
They have to get to the second round, and they've got to, even the two playoffs under Tortorella they've been utterly dominated pretty much in most of those games.
Yeah.
Although they were both against the Capitals. They haven't shown all that much in the playoffs. And that crushing defeat last year after blowing the 3-goal lead, that's a lot to come back from, and they need to grow. But maybe an outsider sees it differently than we do. You know, we get so immersed in this stuff that perhaps you need, at least it's something positive here about the Rangers.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I think, you know, as far as our fan base goes, I think that we are, and when I say we, I mean our circle. And when I say our circle, I mean us and the 500 people who are in our group and listen, the hundreds and thousands that listen to our show. I think we're realistic, optimistic, realistic, and, you know, we get excited. But at the same time, I think we all do a pretty good job of tempering our enthusiasm. Or as Robert De Niro used to say, enthusiasms. Ryan, I did see your message that you were in Bayonne, my old stomping grounds, so I will expect a dozen sprinkled donuts from Judicki's Bakery on 33rd and Broadway FedEx to me. Thank you.
Yes. I thought the chat room is very lively today.
Yeah, they're having fun in there.
They are. Looks like Master of Brutality is going to be two-fisting beers throughout the show. So I'm sure his
as long as it's beer, he's two-fisting.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what beer he's drinking. But everybody knows I like that Ying.
Oh, brother.
I need the Yingling. That's my beer. But
oh, that's good stuff.
Master Brutality may be predicting the Rangers win the Cup this year when he's done with this show after getting so drunk.
Yangling, it's great beer, and they brew it in Pennsylvania. And I actually first had that beer when I went to my dad's. He lives up in the Poconos, and he always buys it. And for some reason, like, I can get it in the stores here, or when I lived in Florida, I could get it there too. But I won't buy it anyplace else. Like, to me, that's like part of the fun of going to my dad's house. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's like something special. Going to go, you know, hang out, sit on the back porch,
right, yeah,
and drink the Yanglings. You know, I saw it. I don't know. It means more to me that way. I don't like to dilute it. Pardon the pun. Probably sounds corny, but whatever. 33rd and Broadway, Ryan. Yeah. Oh my God. Judicki's Bakery. Anybody that comes from Bayonne knows about Judicki's. It's right on the, right on the corner. Anyway. Right across from Holiday Tree and Trim. You can't miss it.
So,
enough about
donuts. You know
I know my donuts.
I'll tell you. Who doesn't like a donut? Got to be something wrong with you. it appears that the Mikhail Pashminin, or Pashminin, however you want to pronounce it.
Pashmina
has his tenure has ended temporarily as a Ranger, as he signed with the KHL team for 2 years. I think this opted the Rangers to go after one Brendan Bell. Let's hope he's not as bad as Bruce Bell.
or Mark Bell.
Brendan Bell, I looked a little into him. He's a journeyman guy, you know. He looks like he's going to be an AHLer guy. But I'm getting the feeling, Jim, the Rangers are willing to take chances on guys who may be able to move the puck a little and see if they can guide. What was the phrase that Glenn said they used? Get a Hyundai at a Cadillac price, or a Cadillac at a Hyundai price?
Yeah, it's like trying to buy a Cadillac at a Honda price.
Right, the Honda, Honda price.
And then he fell asleep.
And then he fell asleep. What do you say that? Do you remember that?
Yeah. They didn't have a backup goaltender at the time.
Oh, that's something I wanted to bring up.
And
no,
he said, somebody asked him about the backup goaltending situation, what they were going to do about it. You know, because at the time, I guess it was just Henrik and what's his name, Ocho Cinco, on the roster. And he said that he was looking for a backup goaltender, but it was like trying to buy a Cadillac for a Honda price or whatever it was.
I want to address this back. Marcy Braverman, who does call in the show once in a while, she brought up a thing that has been in the recesses of my cranium for a while about the Rangers and they're like laissez-faire way with backup goaltenders. Now I know we're all in love with Marty Bjorn right now. It's a total love fest. He's perfect backup. But seriously, folks, is he really that good? I mean, is it Marty Bjorn or Marty Bjorn or die? I mean, that's what it seems to me.
Are you gonna shit on Marty Bjorn again?
Yeah,
I'm
gonna shit on Marty Bjorn.
You did this last summer.
Well, I did it because the guy was tainted. He played with the Islanders. He's a likable personality. I give you that, guys. But with backup goaltending, do you really want, if Marty Bjorn goes down or shits the bed, that you're going to have to go with Chad Johnson or the infamous Black Cloud, Cam Talbot?
Oh, Cam Talbot. There's no way I want him on this team. Screw that guy.
Say that. His father will write you again.
It wasn't his father. It was some guy that grew up with him or something.
There is only had to be his dad that wrote you. Nobody else would defend Cam Talbot like that.
That was the funniest thing.
Tell him the story if you haven't heard about the Cam Talbot.
Actually, I might still have the emails because I can read them. I mean, they were funny as hell. We started this stupid joke. The Rangers had called up Cam Talbot, and I think he was, I think he was up for a game or two, right? They were having trouble scoring the whole bit, and they sent him back down. And I think the Rangers were in the middle of a slump or something like that. And I basically wrote this satirical article for Blue Shirt Banner, and I basically blamed all of the Rangers' problems on Cam Talbot. And it was just meant to be fun. And everybody had a good time with it, and it turned into this running joke. You know, everything bad that went wrong with the team, we blamed it on Cam Talbot. And this guy, I don't even know who he is. I don't know if he's a regular on Blue Shirt Banner or anything. He wrote me this nasty email, what a jackass I am, how I don't know what I'm doing, and blah, 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 blah. How dare I say these things about Cam Talbot I'm blaming him for things that were out of his control. I mean, this guy took me totally seriously. And I went back and forth with this guy for like 2 days. And then finally, apparently, the guy's son told him he was being a jackass, and the guy apologized to me. And I'm trying to find where I stashed the emails, and I can't find them yet.
Wasn't it the thing, well, you accused him of, like, ruining the Rangers game. He was offsides. He was...
Yeah, and then I blamed him for... I said that the Rangers got rid of him. They sent him back to Hartford because he had a sense of entitlement. I mean, it was just, like, the most stupid thing. I mean, it was just so preposterous.
And
quite frankly, it was one of the funniest things I've ever written, and this guy just went ballistic on me. And I can't find the damn emails. I know they're here somewhere.
I think it's Roy Pa. He just said that Cam Talbot was responsible for the market crash this week.
Oh, yeah. Master of Brutality just posted the article. And I even put at the very top of the story, if you click the link and you look at it, note, I thought maybe we could use a laugh today. I hope this helps. And I said, hold on 1 second. I said, apparently the Rangers were serious when they said playing time would be based on merit, would have to be earned, as the woefully unproductive Cam Talbot was banished to Connecticut following another inept performance in last night's 2-1, or was it 3-2, or maybe 4-3? Who the hell knows? It's all the same these days. Lost to Buffalo. There's not going to be a sense of entitlement around here like there was in the past, said John Tortorella after the game. Right now, Talbot is contributing absolutely nothing to this team, and this simply won't be tolerated. So for now, he's going back to Connecticut. He can go deliver pizzas for what's-his-face, for all I care. I mean, it was just like – and it was the game
– remember?
It was the game – I guess it was that Buffalo game – where they had a 3-on-1 and they just lost the puck. And I even blamed that on him. I said, how do you lose the puck on a 3-on-1? It's inexcusable, Tortorella said. We've done hours and hours of teaching with Cammer, talked to him about his play on the ice, but the focus just isn't there. He isn't forechecking. He isn't finishing. He isn't going to the net. And all the bad penalties he is taking are just killing us. I said, good riddance, Talbot. You're done costing this team games.
Now,
how could you read this and take me seriously? And this guy did.
Well, I mean, again, at the time, if you Googled Cam Talbot's name, that was the first hit you got. I just did it again, and you're the second hit. Some guy writes, what is that Cam Talbot did that everyone hates him so much?
Yeah, so many people have asked me that on Twitter. What do you? And what's funny is that it's kind of caught on with other people on Twitter who really don't even go to Blue Shirt Banner that much. They'll just, you know, tweet me something stupid about Cam Talbot, like it's all Talbot's fault or, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Screw Cam Talbot.
On the Facebook page following tonight, I will post, yes, ladies and gentlemen, our boy Cam Talbot has gotten his first hockey trading card. He is the only rookie in the new set, the first set of 11-12, Cam Talbot. So you can deface that card, Jim. I'll send it to you. I mean, I have nothing against Cam Talbot. I don't know. But I think, and I discussed this, God forbid Henrik Lundqvist were to go down. And people talk about cap. I saw Mario mention about the cap. You can't have two all-star goalies.
Oh, I found the email.
I found the email.
Okay, I won't give out the guy's name. The guy's name is Rick, and this is his email. There's no punctuation, there's no grammar, there's nothing. This looks like he typed it with his feet. You're quite humorous. Your is spelled in. You're quite humorous to, and I'm reading this exactly how it sounds. You're quite humorous to group of retards who all think that you're comedians. Your asswipe remarks and the subsequent horseshit simply proves you are dumber, cunt, than originally thought. You owe an apology or just admit to being complete asshole. If you think that I'm wrong, let me know. I have known Cam since he was a kid. He was a class act. And this guy... We did a show the night I ran this story, and this guy was on hold, and I didn't get to him. Once I saw it, because he had his phone number and his email, and once I saw the phone number, I knew it was him. And I said, Rick, was that you on hold for the radio show? I said, I knew it was your area code. Too bad you hung up before I got to you so I could explain the meaning of satire to you. It was a joke, Rick. Obviously, you missed the line at the very top of the story that clearly stated I was going for laughs. And the link on Twitter that said parody, and the link on Puck Daddy that stated this is parody, please don't take it seriously. Rick, I blamed a backup goaltender for losing the puck on a 3-on-1. Obviously, the whole thing was meant as a joke. Sorry you missed it. Most got it. If you didn't just show up yesterday on the site, you'd probably have a better idea of what gets talked about and how we joke around instead of just showing up in the middle. Lighten up, Francis. Jim. Jim, yes, that was me on hold. Yes, I understand satire. What do you know about goaltending and calling somebody a bum, particularly under the circumstance? Discretion isn't always something that should be thrown out the window. That's how he spelled it, for a quick joke. Look forward to discussing hockey.
Father.
Exactly. Did you ever play? Rick, I think at this point you're just going to have to disregard me. I'm not going to delve into the structure of my humor, but the exaggeration is part of the joke. The absurdity of me calling him a bum and scapegoating him for things that had nothing to do with him is what makes it funny. Well, to everyone but you, perhaps.
Wow.
Yeah, him and I went back and forth quite a bit. But anyway, Rick, I hope you're well, but screw Cam Talbot.
Well, we may need Cam Talbot in the future, so I don't say screw Cam Talbot.
Jay Grossman said, signed, Tam Calbot. Yes, we can all make fun of Rick. I'll pass his email, and you guys can all email him later.
The only thing I have a problem with this is the Rangers seem like there's no need to develop a goaltender. There's no need to, you know, maybe save $1 million, $1.5 million of their money rather than getting an enforcer type to get a guy who can play 40, 45 games if it need be. And I worry about that. I'm a worrier. You know, I worry a lot during the offseason, but what could happen if Henrik goes down, the season is over. But with our defense now, I think that they could get by with I'm still not convinced about Marty Bjorn. That's what it comes to. I've lost my way. I've lost my faith, Ranger fans, in Marty Bjorn.
He's lost his Marty Bjorn religion.
I have. I've lost my relationship with Bjorn. I've got to contemplate my relationship with him at this point. So,
all right. Where are we at? We killed a half an hour. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not really bad, anyway.
It's Link Time Theater.
Exactly.
Discussing. Earthworm, I'm saying if Henrik goes down, you're going to have Marty Bjorn play 40 games, 50 games?
Well, why not?
I don't know about that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about that.
Well, who else is – I mean, they don't have anybody else. Somebody's got to play. That's what he's there for. I mean, are you going to let Chad Johnson play 40 games?
I don't want either of them. I want somebody better.
Well, what do you want to do? Okay, so we'll go get Ryan Miller.
No, you had to take it to an extreme. You know,
that's what I do. I'm here.
It seems like the Flyers, although they can't, you know, do much in the playoffs, they find like they have nine goalies ready at any time.
Yeah, but you put them all together, they don't make one goaltender. They've tried Russian goaltenders. They've tried Canadian goaltenders. They've tried black goaltenders. I think they tried an Eskimo. They got a Puerto Rican goaltender probably somewhere. Nothing works.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. I don't want to take the side of the Washington Capitals on this, but they've managed to beat us with every one of those goalies, and the Flyers, the same thing. Flyers have been, whether it's Sergei Bobrovsky or Brian Boucher, when it came down to nuts and bolts and brass tacks in that shootout, who was it that beat us? Some clown. Brian Boucher.
That was 2 years ago. Were we over that yet?
We made Michael Neuvirth look like freaking, Ken Dryden in the playoffs. Then he got smoked in the second round. These other teams could find these young guys that are serviceable. That's all I want.
Well, we got Chad
Johnson. Come on, Chad Johnson. Well, Chad Johnson starts. Does any Ranger fan think they have a chance of winning? I don't.
Joe Fortunato.
Bjorn scares me.
By the way, I saw that. Speaking of Joe Fortunato, they got big news on that. See, I knew. No, seriously, and I'm saying this with all seriousness. I knew when I left the Blue Shirt Banner, I knew they were going to be able to take that site to new heights. Not only are they increased traffic. Thank you, Paulie. They've increased traffic on the site, and Joe has begun to mend the fences with the New York Rangers organization. He scored an interview with none other than Christian Thomas. Spoke to him on the phone this morning and everything. I am damn proud of my little Fortunato. I raised him from a pup.
Let me tell you about Joey Pants and what's going on with him and the Rangers. First of all, congratulations. Let me get the niceties out first. Congratulations. I'm glad you made it inroads with those guys. Now, first order. What is he doing to kissing their ass on that website?
I'd like to thank the Rangers PR department for granting me an interview with Christian Darvish.
You got an interview. You do the interview. You don't thank anybody. You thank them in a personal email. You don't have to do it on your website. So you got to, you know, pucker up and kiss their freaking sphincter. That genre's asshole. But anyway, yes, increased traffic. I knew once you left there, the traffic would go up. Let me go down.
I was holding that site down for 2 years, and I knew it.
Yeah. No, I'm only kidding. See, but our ratings have gone up, so it's a yin and a yang. The second thing is, they'll never let him talk to a player that's playing with the Rangers. Once a guy becomes a Ranger, no access. He will get no access. The prospects, sure. But he's never – I'm not saying never because they never. We don't know. Maybe they've had a change of heart over there. Maybe Joe is forging a new relationship with the Nazis that run that group.
Hey, I hope he is. I hope for all our sakes that Joe replaces Jim Cerny someday. He's terrible.
And his laptop. Jim Cerny is easily replaceable. You could put one of those things that remember when Homer Simpson had to type in. He had to just press one letter, and that little bird that went back and forth there that pecked the yes or the enter key. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right. That thing, whatever that thing is called, could replace Jim Cerny. We have to find out what the name of it that is. It's got, like, liquid in the bottom, and it makes the thing, what's the word?
Yeah, it weights it down so that it...
Right.
The pecks, and I'm actually making the pecking motion. Everyone can see it on the camera is watching.
Right. Somebody find out the name of that damn thing.
Yes. I just sent Joe a text message. I said, can you call into the show? We're talking about you. He's working a baseball game, apparently, for the New Britain Herald he works for.
Dunking Bird.
Dunking Bird? All right.
Dunking Bird. Mario Morgado.
Right, Jonathan's got it. It's in the episode where he got so fat he couldn't go to work. Yeah, that's the one.
I can relate to that. he had that fat hat, the one that Tom DeLuise used to wear.
He wore the moo-moo and the fat guy hat.
All right. So, congratulations. I'm glad they made some headway. That's very good for them. So...
Mario's got the Amazon link. Morris, the famous drinking bird. Yes, Jack. Steve Smith to the Eagles. Fuck Steve Smith. Any key. Where's the any key? All right. Phone call 646-478-4692 if you guys want to weigh in.
I don't want to weigh in.
quick announcement. Unless the Rangers do something colossal in the next week, we're going to take next week off. No show next week. And by colossal, I don't mean signing Brendan Bell from the Swiss Miss League or Anders Ambruhl or whoever else. I'm talking about something major. We'll take next week off. I'm going to be away. And then the following week, I think we'll be back on. I think our next show will be August Thursday night, August 25th.
Well, this Brendan Bell is not just from the Swiss Miss League. He's actually played some NHL on some NHL teams, including
Ottawa.
And the Leafs.
Again.
And the Leafs.
Okay, so
maybe Cutter knows something about this guy.
Okay, so how many teams in the Swedish Elite League could probably beat Ottawa and Toronto?
Very good point.
Mario wants to know if we can get guest hosts, maybe get David Brenner.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm sorry.
Paulie and Kotze could do the show next week.
Yeah, they could if they wanted to. They don't take phone calls, so they would have a hard time dealing with these crazy people we got.
I think this would be a little much for them. All right.
Head hits. Any head hit.
6 4.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
Sorry.
It was all very queer. But queerer things were yet to come.
Ass clown.
646-478-4692. We have almost officially killed off half of this show. Let's go to the phones. Mark, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, man. Well, first, I got to start off thanking you very, very much for taking my call last week. Not only were you guys good therapy, but I got like 3 or 4 like Facebook posts about it. I couldn't believe it. People actually called and like said nice things, and Eddie, you said nice things after it. It was very nice.
Yeah, it's you know, cool. It's always good to hear, and you know, sometimes we don't agree, which is good because
right, we tend to agree. I think.
And when we don't, I sometimes get swayed by other people's arguments, which is good. So.
I was actually about to praise you about not wasting a lot of time on number 16, which is good. But yeah.
I gotta interrupt you for 1 second. Master of Brutality just said, let's just go through all the sound clips for the next 50 minutes.
Oh man, that's
let's see. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna play a sound clip. We'll see if anybody in the chat room knows what this is from.
Oh, that sucks.
Sure, if you know what it is, sure.
Oh yeah, sure, okay.
It's way too complicated to explain, especially to you two.
I don't know that one.
That's a hard one.
The only hint I'll give is that it's from a cartoon.
Really? I am like, it's weird.
See if anybody guesses it.
Okay. Can I talk while...
It's way too complicated to explain, especially to you two.
Like Underdog or something? I don't know.
No, you're not even close.
Yeah. Oh, is it like what decade is it in?
Oh, that's brand. This is a current.
I don't watch current television cartoon program. Oh please, with like Adult Swim or something? I don't watch that stuff.
No, it's not an Adult Swim.
That was a category on Jeopardy. I was just watching Jeopardy, and that was a category on Jeopardy, Adult Swim. I couldn't believe it.
It's not Family Guy.
Oh, okay.
All right. Jim's offended that you don't know this because he's Mr. Cartoon Guy.
Master of Brutality nailed it.
We all should be watching cartoons.
Master of Brutality got it. It's Archer.
I don't even know what that is.
It's on FX. It's called Archer.
Oh, man.
It's on FX, and it is.
Okay.
It's it's really funny.
I don't watch anything on FX. Nah.
I watch Rescue Me is good. You gotta watch Rescue Me.
Yeah, I got a couple of them TiVo'd. I gotta watch. I gotta catch up.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like you know some positions and moves.
Chris Hansen on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
Archer is on FX. Check it out.
Okay.
All right. Enough of this. Let Mark get
all right. Well, I wanted to digress a little. I mean, rather than talk about all the Ranger stuff, since it is the off season, did you guys see some of those threads and posts about the proposed rule changes they're investigating at Brendan Shanahan's camp?
No.
They're really interesting. Some of them are actually really cool. Some of them are, you know, they always talk about no-touch icing. I mean, every year you hear the same stupid proposals. But they've got some interesting things. I'll just run off. I wrote a few down. When you get an offsides, instead of the faceoff being in the dot, right at the line, it goes all the way back to yours, almost like a deliberate offside all the time. They were thinking about that. I don't know if I agree with that, but anyway. I'll just tell you, and I won't give my opinion. And then, when you get an offside, the only line changes that are allowed are on the fly. I think that's really interesting, actually. No trapezoid, I think that's a great idea. It was there just because of Brodeur. It's a stupid rule, I think.
How about keep the trapezoid and no Brodeur instead?
Well, that's going to happen literally a year away. He's like a year away. So, anyway, full power play, you know, because Montreal in the 50s was the reason, you know, they used to have the full power play, even if you scored. So every 2 minutes goes 2 minutes. Talk about bringing that back. Now, they talk about this really stupid thing, adding a yellow line, the width of the puck, that's behind the goal line so that you can tell if it's completely over the goal line. I'm like, I can tell if it's if you have a camera hooked up to the post, you know, the crossbar, looking straight down is all you need, and then you can see if there's a gap between the puck and the red line. And they're like making up some other, they call it a verification line. It's how like, many, yeah, that's what you need, another line to confuse the referees and everything. It's like, it's just,
how many friggin' colors do they need on the ice? I mean, we got
I blue, know, that's all like, you know, it's
got
so
blue,
stupid.
You got light blue. Come on.
It's the Rainbow League. Thanks to Sean and everybody. Anyway, all right, shallower nets, instead of, you know, when they move the nets away from the back to, you know, give Gretzky more room and all that stuff, they want to talk, instead of doing that again, just shallowing up the net design, you know, making the nets looser maybe, you know, somehow just redesigning the net so that the puck will still stay in reliably, but it gives you more room behind the net. It's kind of interesting, I mean, if it works. They also talked about the shootout. They said overtime, you know, you've heard this, you know, make overtime some maybe 3-on-3 or 4-on-4 and then 3-on-3. I think that's just a joke, honestly. And maybe have 5 players minimum for the shootout, but only have those 5 players. So, in other words, you just keep recycling the same 5, which I think would suck because then we never would have had the Malik historic goal. I mean, that was just amazing. So so I think they shouldn't change that and just have everybody shoot
just,
once.
Let me jump in here real quick.
Yep, sure, go ahead.
This isn't... It's not boggle. It's that the game doesn't need gimmicks.
Well, it's not gimmicks. I don't think they're. I mean, I don't think they're gimmicks, Jim. I really. Some of these are. I think are really cool.
2-on-2, 1-on-1.
Well, that is. Yeah.
Goalie
of course. Then it's not hockey. Yeah, I agree. Then it's like curling. I agree. Then it just becomes a different sport. But if you just change the little nuances of, you know, like tag up off sides. I mean, they went with that and then they took it away and put it back or whatever. I mean, that kind of stuff. It's annoying to follow and to relearn or learn it, but I think it's cool. I mean, if they try it and then it works and it makes the game faster, exciting, I don't have a problem with that. Do you know what I mean?
What about instead of a shootout, they play Steal the Bacon? Do you ever play?
Oh, my God.
5 guys on each side. You put them each on the blue line. You put the bacon in the middle. And then, you know, it's just, you blow it away.
Like steal the white flag or something.
Yeah,
steal
the bacon.
You're right.
Freeze
anyway.
Dead.
Some of this stuff I think is cool. Anyway, no icing on the penalty. Go ahead.
First.
Go ahead.
I can't even say first of all. There's just a litany of idiots.
Okay, I want to hear. Okay, I'll shut up for now.
All right. No. I just want to say, and I'm going to echo what Mario said. You have a black puck on a white surface and a red line.
I know.
You can't
That's
get
ridiculous.
More contrast than that. I got to put another yellow line behind that.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I read that. I was like, what are you on drugs?
I mean, what's that? A chartreuse gold crease and a mauve.
They should hire a midget to stand in the net and just decide if it goes
like
to get hit in the head.
We're all about midgets on this show.
I mean, you know, instead of the little chocolatiers, you have the little gold judges. TLC.
I like reading these because it's funny. You guys are hilarious.
Now
someone's going to write a letter in. Someone's going to write a letter in like you're really pissed off by all those jokes. You do realize that.
We talked about this once before, this whole shootout disaster, and when they talked about the 4-on-4. I don't know if you were here for that show, and I think I said something like, why don't they just settle it with like an Uno game? You know, you have 2 guys at center ice. You get a good hand, and you just sit there and skip, 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 reverse, draw 2. I'm out. Rangers win, baby.
Exactly. Oh, man. The only 2 things, there's others, but I'll just throw 2. Was the hand pass legal anywhere? That's just stupid. You know, people be bobbing. It'd be like freaking lacrosse.
Oh, that's so
I can't believe some of this stuff. Some of this stuff I can't even believe they're bringing up. It's like, how dumb is it? And the other thing that I thought was cool.
Hand
One thing I thought was cool
legal.
Was bad.
Hand pass is legal anywhere. Hand job still illegal.
Exactly. Unless it's sloppy.
Unless it's Crosby.
Exactly. So, and the other thing that I thought was cool, it might be a rule change or more of a technology thing, was having wireless capability from ref to ref. I thought that was kind of cool. Like one ref is over by the booth, the other ones can hear the conversation, or even Toronto maybe. I don't know. That was kind of neat. That's like technology stuff. I like
that. Infrared goggles or something to make them see after this crap.
With 3D glasses when we go
I'm
to
not
the
worried.
Games.
They need improved eyesight capability, not to hear each other.
Exactly. So anyway.
I mean,
that's the stuff.
So this is a great topic that you brought to our attention.
Well, thank you very much.
What is this rink going to look like with all these colors and all this thing?
I'm telling you, it's going to be a big rainbow. I mean, we're going to have the biggest, you know, following for rainbows that you'll ever see. It's going to be great.
That may be a good thing, but, I don't like the trapezoid. The hell with the trapezoid.
Right.
I agree.
That's
stupid. But some of the other things I've heard in the chat room, well, you know about the instigator penalty and how we'd like to see that abolished, but that ain't happening. I think they should change the puck over the glass thing.
I agree. It should be a discretionary call like it used to be. I agree. It shouldn't be an automatic call. Is that what you mean? I'm assuming that's what you
right.
mean.
Right. Yeah. I would make it a discretionary call or just make it, it's just not a penalty.
I agree.
Because I don't want to really give the referees any kind of power. See, if you can make it discretionary, then they actually have to make a decision.
Yeah.
You could throw the puck in the out of the play, whatever. Maybe no line change if you do it. How about that? We'll meet you halfway. But they're changing only on the fly? What's that all about?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're thinking, again, to speed up the game. But the point that the quickest argument everybody had and read that was the guys are going to be exhausted. I mean, can you imagine the injuries and all this other stuff because they can't change?
I'm not even imagining that, Mark. What I'm imagining is how many penalties the New York Rangers going to take on 20 minutes of the night.
That's right. And then Tortorella will bench everybody who's responsible and have nobody left to play.
It could be a whole long laundry list.
Oh my god!
And what else did you have there? There was some other one. That other thing with the no hand passes. That just
stupid. Well, here's the thing. I had a problem when Shanahan became the VP of the official of Colin Campbell's old job. I knew that the R&D thing was going to tank because that used to be his whole job, and now he's up doing Colin Campbell's. Thankless job. And I don't think he's really part of this. I think he's being used as the face of the R&D changes, but I bet he's not really as involved as he was last year or the year before. And I had a problem. As soon as I heard that announcement, that was the first thing I thought of. I was like, well, what about all that cool stuff he was doing R&D-wise? I mean, now you got these jamokes making these changes or even proposing these things that are just wacky, for
the
most part.
They need to contract a lot of rules, not add more rules as far as...
Right, exactly. Less to interpretation and less to... Absolutely, everything should be, pretty simple and straightforward so that you could have the same rules in, minor league hockey and everything else.
I like to tag up offsides. I've always...
Oh, yeah. Yep, me too.
I think the no red line is good. No two-line pass, rather.
Right. I agree.
I like that one. But the other one seemed trivial to me. I don't know. I know that it amazes me that a lot of times when you watch these games that the camera, they don't have the camera, the overhead. Well, they don't have that here.
Yeah, I know. It's like arbitrary. Like depending on what arena you're in, you get the call or you don't get the call. I mean, here it is, the most basic thing with that yellow line. All they got to do is put in every single goal in the league, put a camera under the crossbar right over the line that looks straight down. You don't need the ESPN goal cam or whatever, the versus goal cam, and you just look straight down, boom, and you just rotate it back and forth along the length of the goal line, and you can decide. I mean, even now the goal cam we have now is an angle, so it's not really accurate. You know what I mean? So it's like just that's so simple. You don't have to hang one from the ceiling and all this other stuff. It's just in the net. Or part of the bar, even. I mean, come on, we have the technology to make a little camera. You have a webcam on your laptop. Put it on the little bar of the red bar right in there, and it rotates, and that's it. Done.
And if you will, Mark, you're listening to the show live in the chat room. Apparently, Jim is now showing pictures of Rangers on the webcam, and you have to guess which Ranger it is.
Oh,
these guys are good. Although I stumped them with Bill Berg.
Well, he wore number 18. I know that. I remember that.
All right, here comes another one for you guys. Here comes another one. Go ahead.
All right, I'm not looking at it. I'm not on my computer, but anyway. I like the cartoon stuff better. Can we do that?
Well, this is great for the person who's listening to this on podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
<It's great.
laughs> yeah, that's right. Good point, Eddie.
That's why you should be here in the chat room.
Darren Langdon. Very
Darren
good.
Langdon, Howie Sussman.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan. Well, Ryan got him, too. All right.
So where do you look for the pictures? I don't even know. Where do I look?
They're on my video. On my, you gotta on my video.
You see where his name is?
I'll figure it out.
Right next to my name, there's a little webcam. You click that, and you'll see me.
Okay. Thank you.
And he also occasionally shows his genitals, which you gotta kind of watch.
Oh, there it is. Oh, that's neat. See, they can do that, but they can't put a stupid camera in the goal. Oh, neat. Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
There you are.
We got a camera here, but they don't have a camera.
Yeah, in Arizona, but I can't tell you when I'm at the game whether the puck crossed the goal line, but I can see Jim in Arizona.
Here comes a good one. All right, here comes a good one. Here comes a good one.
I'll play some sound.
Bruce Driver.
Ooh, too easy. I thought that one might require a little more.
No.
I knew that one.
All right. I can't make the screen bigger. The screen's too small.
Here we go. Here's another
one.
This one I don't think is going to be so easy.
Okay. Oh,
Magoo! You've done it again.
He looks familiar. I don't know who that is.
I got to make sure I'm not giving away any hint because there's writing under his under his picture.
Oh, yeah, right. You're right. It almost looks like, it's not a Monty. It looks like him, though, but I don't know who it is.
Anybody listening to the podcast, sorry, this is why you got to be here live.
What's the year? Give me a roughly year, a decade.
97, 98.
Oh, all right. Okay. Oh, my God.
Hi, Marcy. Here comes the
I know
game.
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Where was
okay,
we?
We were bashing R&D.
By the way, since you bring up Stan Fischler, Eddie...
Yes.
Stan Fischler on Twitter the other day said,
"I brought him up."
Well, the snoring—that's the Stan. That's the Stan Fischler sound.
I was just saying that's what if I was listening to the show, that's what I'd be doing. I wasn't doing Stan Fischler. All right, go ahead.
Stan Fischler tweeted the other day: Alexei Kovalev goes to the KHL, easily the NHL's most misunderstood player.
What?
And I responded. To him. I said, Stan, who is writing this garbage for you?
Stan Fischler is the most misunderstood.
The poor misunderstood Alexei Kovalev. Is he?
Oh, my God.
When he speaks, nobody can understand him.
Well, yeah, I remember when he had the troll. I could understand that.
That's my little man.
Exactly. Like no more 1940.
Exactly. Yep.
Speaking of that, MSG ran Game 7 against the Devils this weekend for a change.
Yeah, about 850 times.
Haven't seen that in a week.
Oh, God. Somebody posted some nice stuff on one of the Rangers pages.
Somebody, you know, this might be heresy in some Ranger parts, but I saw one of those vault things you were talking about, Jim, how they broadcast it, like, afterwards, and they comment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are cool.
Isn't it terrible the way they do that?
Well, yeah, it's terrible because I got to listen to freaking Roger Bear. Listen, you've been in the country 50 years. Speak English. You lived in New York. You still got that Quebec accent still.
Well,
when you know Vic Hatfield, he was a tough guy. And then Derek says, the Bruins just take advantage of us. But that's
and
it. Come on.
And it's not even – and not only that, but to me, like when I come to your house and you play those old games – and watching old games on like ESPN Classic and stuff like that, when you know,
right.
To me, half the fun is hearing the announcers and how they call the game
that's
in those
right.
days. And, you know, hearing Jim Gordon or whoever.
Absolutely.
But, you know, to hear these two do the director's cut DVD commentary without Troutwig. I mean, forget it. I DVR'd it. Couldn't wait to watch this thing. Because I had just gotten MSG back because I got DirecTV. I was telling my wife, I DVR'd this thing. They're going to show this 1970 playoff game. I said, I've never seen this. I said, I can't wait. Right. And I sit down and there it is. Gilbert and Hatfield with the headphones on and Al Troutwig. I watched 5 minutes of it and shut it off.
Well, it's all sour grapes. They were showing the Bruins and, you know, the big bad Bruins, the big penalty-filled game. I think it was, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The one with, what's his name? Boom, boom,
Eric Sanderson. That one. Different one. Yeah, I think it was probably 72, 74 around that. Maybe somebody can confirm in the chat room. But anyway, they're like, it's sour grapes. It's basically Roger Bell going, you know, they hit us after the whistle, this and that, blah, 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 sour grapes, sour grapes. But Vic was a tough guy, and he took care of things. He was out to kill his tendon. Right, Vic? Well, you know, I think we had the tougher team, and then Derek Sanderson just took advantage. And, yeah, then they got him 2 years later, the Rangers. We got to get Emil on the phone. What was he smoking when he made that deal, along with the Rick Middleton deal and the Park and Rattel? You know, but the thing is, I know, indulge us younger Ranger fans for this. You know, Jean Rattel has disappeared off the Ranger map. Like, you never see him on these shows. And he arguably is one of the most beloved Rangers. I think he's more loved than Gilbert is.
There are people that think his number should have been retired, and Brad Richards and Benedetto never should have had it to begin with.
Right.
Well, you know, I think the other thing with Rattel is that Ranger fan, you know, there's a sympathy for Rattel because he didn't get to play his whole career. You know what I mean? Kind of Ranger fans kind of lost their connection with him. I mean, you know, he still put up 100 points a couple of times with the Bruins. So I think there's kind of a lost love type.
Well,
type
plus
thing
he broke his ankle. You know, that one year Jimmy broke his ankle, that was a year we were pretty much destined to win, or it seemed that way. And then he broke his ankle, and that was like pretty catastrophic, I think, for the team and everything else.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
That was
Dale Rolfe.
Exactly.
But the thing is that you never hear about John Rattel, like, you know, he doesn't come back for any of these things. And, you know, you're talking about three guys there, Hatfield, Gilbert, and Rattel, one of the best lines in hockey history, not even Ranger history in hockey.
Do you think it's like a Yogi Berra thing? Do you think maybe there's like bad blood or something when he left or got traded? He's still pissed. I mean, is it kind of that thing?
Maybe.
Or, you know, I don't know.
You know.
I don't know. I mean, say there was a player, right, with Rattel on the Rangers. Weren't they on the same team at one point or no?
I think
Rattel
was
just
a real private person. I don't think he.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, you don't see much of him at all, really.
Yeah,
but he's almost completely Eddie's right though. Well, of course he didn't play on the '94 team, therefore he's irrelevant. So he's completely ignored by the Rangers. But like you know, and speaking of that, again, there's a new video that they did for the MSG renovation, right?
I saw that
Troutwig did, and the first thing he says is, "This locker room looks just the way Mark Messier would have wanted it."
Right, that's right.
He doesn't fucking play here anymore. Jeez,
yeah, but don't you remember, Jim? That was the first thing Mark said when he got to the Rangers. He walked in the locker room and he said, "We're not facing each other. It's not a conducive team atmosphere." And he said, "This is ridiculous." And he couldn't change the physical structure, but he moved everybody around. I don't know if you remember that. He was pissed. I remember how pissed he was. But I understand. You're right. I mean, he's been out of the game for who knows how long.
God, let's talk about the future. I mean, come on.
I'm sitting
watching, like I said, they had Game 7 of the Devil Series on the other day, right? I'm sitting there watching it. Of course I'm watching it, right? And my wife's sitting there, and I said, she says to me, so it's the third period. Did they win this one? I said, well, it goes to double overtime. And she goes, double overtime is 32 seconds left. They give up a goal. I said, yeah, 7 seconds to go. They're gonna
score.
God. And I'm like, this is your wife? She's not really in hockey.
Obviously.
I didn't know her in 94. So anyway.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. You know, it's like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. You know, I'm sitting there, okay, now this is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy's got a shot, you know, here comes around the net. And she's just sitting there looking at me. She's like, have you seen this before? I said, MSG shows it like every 2 weeks. How could I miss it? Anyway. But, all right. Well, Mark, listen, we have actually got a couple other calls.
Really? Do you really, Tim? I didn't think so. No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It was fun. And thanks for showing the pictures. Those were cool.
Anytime. I'll probably
take it easy. I'll see you in a couple of weeks then. All right. Take it easy, Mark.
Take care, Mark.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, for those of you that have joined us late, like Marcy, we're glad to see you, Marcy. But we will return, unless something major happens with the Rangers, we will return Thursday, August 25th. Blue Shirt Underground is going on vacation for a couple of weeks. Before we got Newman on hold, and I think Paul is on hold. Do you want to hear this Cutter thing real quick?
What is it?
This thing he sent me, this Islanders song.
All right. Well, we'll give it a chance. Have you heard it?
Nope. Cutter and Pelly, if this thing's not good, we're going to pick you apart.
And you're going to get blown up.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start playing it and then get near the boom on the switchboard.
Here we go. New York Islanders, you can't get a Rita Dundee. The arena sucks. And so do you. It's funny how Crossland trying to save your money.
I'm sorry.
What
I accidentally...
the hell was that?
Jeff.
What the hell was that?
Back to the drawing board, Jeff. What, did Newman write that for you?
Completely awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. Paul, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Jim. Hey, Eddie. How you doing?
How's it going?
Hey, Paul. How's it going, brother?
I'm doing okay. That was just too funny. I'm going to put it this way. This has got to be the most dead time of year to be thinking that the renovation subject is like the most entertaining topic of the year or for the Rangers right now. I just want the season to start already.
Yeah, that's what we were saying at the beginning of the show there. With the stability this year, with the roster pretty much being set, there's not as much to talk about. Last August, we were able to fill shows pretty easily, but this year it's a little different. Like Eddie said, we need hockey helper.
Yeah, when you have to take the week off next week, I mean, then now you know that there's really nothing going on.
Well, I'm also going to Disneyland, so.
Oh, cool.
And I'm going to Canada.
You're going to Canada? We're in Canada.
Oh, that's right. You're going on a cruise.
I'm not going on a cruise, baby.
Star Trek cruise?
No. I'm taking...
Yeah. Going on a Star
a
Trek
cruise.
To San Pedro.
I am taking a cruise to St. John's and Halifax.
Nice.
New York. Yeah. That's right, I've been on cruises, but my wife's never been on one, and I think she's going to get into that whole, like, you get that whole itinerary thing, and they do all these things all day. She's going to get into it. And I'm just going to walk around I'm going to walk around the ship completely bombed and going, you know, I love hockey. I'm from the United States, and I love hockey. You got that, bitches?
Broadcasting live from the Carnival Lady of the Seas cruise ship.
Hey, I was show. There when you Canadian fans were in the garden yelling PK Subban. Yeah, what happened to you in the playoffs? You suck.
Now, Eddie, you have like cruise wear, or is it just the everyday?
Cruise wear all the time. I mean, I never dress up. Although they say they hit me with this one night where everyone dresses up thing at a dinner or something, like the captain's dinner. Like,
That one fancy day. I know my father, when him and his wife go on cruise, he usually brings a tux.
Well, I ain't bringing no tux.
You bring a suit?
I know Gavin McClatch there going to be there. Good Captain Stubing.
Will you wear a suit?
Yeah, I'll wear a suit. I don't know. They said you could just wear, like, dress slacks and, you know, a sweater. No, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm having dress-ups. I'm a casual guy. You know, like, you know in Easy Money when the regular guy look? That's me, the regular guy look. You know?
The regular guy look.
That describes what I wear. And I don't know. Marcia says I don't have to wear a goddamn tux, and that's what I'm going to tell the guy at the maitre d' when he refuses to let me in.
Tell Marcia, him you're Marcia Braverman.
Says I don't need to wear a goddamn tux. All right. So anyway, what are we talking
anyway,
about?
Paul.
Oh, Paul, yeah.
Paul, are you still with us?
Oh, I sure am.
Oh, okay. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, to add to what you were talking about with Al Trotwig, I mean, I'd rather see Sam Rosen doing one of those updates instead of, you know, Trotwig. I'm just tired of Trotwig. I'm just, he's all over the place. It's like you can't get rid of this guy. I'd rather see Sam doing one of those things, at least, you know, once in a while when we were watching Ranger games during the year, he'd at least be, you know, doing interviews during the pregame show, but, you know, I don't want to see Trotwig like every game.
I don't think we can risk letting Sam walk around construction zones.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Maybe Sam doesn't want to put a hard hat on that hairpiece.
Well, that hairpiece might fly off and get in some of the machinery.
He's a safety hazard.
Circular saw go crazy on his toupee.
I don't know. He's just like everywhere. I mean, he's like on Versus. He's on NBC. He's on MSG. I mean, like, what other network is he not on? I mean, I just,
yeah,
like the
guy's trying to make
face once in a while. What's that?
It's Sam. He drives me crazy during the football. What do you guys think about him in Canapsic football? I can't stand it.
I like him doing football, actually.
I'm down on Sam, so I'm in the minority here. I'm in one of the few that in the blue shirt on the ground that thinks it's time for Sam to go.
See, I'm still okay with Sam. It's just Micheletti I can't stand.
Well,
exactly.
I think we're all in agreement. I don't think I've ever heard someone say, you know, Joe Micheletti brings something to the Ranger broadcast nobody else does or can. That's never going to be uttered.
He's just a corporate shill. And you know, the problem is that whoever replaces Sam is not going to be any better.
Why not?
No, probably not.
Because it's dictated by the network, by the garden. No criticism. No, all sanitized, all clear. It's like Good Morning Vietnam. They got the two fat redheaded twins sitting there crossing off everything Sam can't say.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is. It all comes over to teletype. And the two fat guys cross the stuff off, and Sam reads it to the best of his ability.
Wait a minute. Look what somebody just typed. The blue seats. Micheletti might be annoying, but he knows his stuff.
What?
What?
Ryan Laurel agreed with him. We may have our first out-and-out brawl.
That's it. I need 2 dozen donuts now out of you,
Laurel. All he knows about what he reads from the other team's press guy. Oh, I got to tell you, this Atlanta team is hungry. They're going to be Atlanta for a long while. I mean, they're having problems, but with this good young team,
they don't play like a last place team, do they, Sam?
This game has got some pace. This game has got some pace.
Hi, everybody. It's Joe Micheletti, and when I'm home straight.
I think that JD already.
This game has got some pace. Now the Rangers with four forwards on the ice. Fake shot, and then Yager with the shot there. And you can see Kolzig, who's big and strong. He takes up a lot of space, and there's the broken shit, broken stick. And Sutterby, you can see.
The broken shit.
The broken shit.
Man.
Play that again. I want to hear it. That's the first time we've
played. The Rangers with four forwards on the ice. Fake shot, and then Yager with the shot there. And you can see Kolzig, who's big and strong. He takes up a lot of space, and there's the broken shit, broken stick.
Oh, man.
By the way, guys, with this renovation thing, I mean, can we at least talk about something else besides that? Like something that's a little more worth it than, you know, just, it's slow enough as it is. I mean, is that something that we really need to follow?
The renovation?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know, yeah. I mean, it's like the website, you see, like, maybe one picture every, like, 5 days. And it's like, okay, you know, I mean, they put in a few more seats. I mean, they should at least, you know, give us some more information. They should, like, tell us a little more than what they're, you know, they're doing. I mean, like, give us, like, a, you know, a full update. Put a whole, you know, blog. I mean, they started a blog maybe, what was it, a week and a half ago. They put some pictures of, like, the renderings up. But that's all they've done. They haven't, like, said, oh, this is exactly what progress they've made. They didn't provide any of that.
So this is what they're doing on the official website? They're just showing, like, pictures of what they're doing? Like,
Yeah, it's like a couple of renderings, yeah, Eddie. It's like they'll have a couple of renderings saying, oh, this is what it looked like in April when the season ended. Oh, and this is what it looks like in July, and this is what it's supposed to be like in the winter. I'm like, all right, that's fine, but, like, you know, put some notes. Say, you know, what you've done and, you know, what stage are we going to see certain changes. And, you know, I guess maybe it's me. I mean, I like to see a little more. I like more information. I like in detail information, things like that. I mean, when the whole idea of this renovation in the first place, in my opinion, is because they want to keep up with, you know, the state-of-the-art buildings, let's say for Prudential Center or for, you know, the Barclays Center that's being built.
Nassau Coliseum.
You know, Nassau Coliseum, if they ever build a new arena. I mean, it's MSG is MSG. I mean, if they're going to spend almost $1 billion on it, what's going to happen in about 30, 40 years when they say, oh, this is too antiquated, we need another building, and they're going to spend, you know, $2 billion to replace it? So, like, you know, my point is, why couldn't they have just, you know, rebuilt across the street, you know, new building, and that would have been fine. Then we would have been only talking about this for 1 year. Instead, we're having to talk about it for 3 years. And it's like, to me, it's like it's just very drawn out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they certainly could talk about more interesting things. I mean, they should be doing, I always feel like that website should let you know more about the players, like, and the prospects. They do a horrible job. You know,
I mean, they had a couple of interviews on there, but, you know, it's like, okay, I mean, this is someone that's, you know, not too known to a lot of Ranger fans. I mean, some people follow the, you know, the minor leagues and of course, the junior leagues in Canada or some of the collegiate players, but, you know, not everybody does. I mean, the casual fan wants to know a little more, you know, on, I guess, more well-known players. You know, someone that's,
right,
you know, a top, I don't know, 100 draft pick or a couple rounds or, you know, whatever. You know,
well,
what have you seen in the draft?
Well, think about the Rangers' most popular players. What do we know about Brandon Dubinsky? I know he was born in Alaska. He's in Alaska,
yeah,
right?
Go to Alaska. Yeah, go to Alaska, interview the guy. You know, let's find out more about him, what he does during the off season, or what he's going to be doing when he prepares to come down here and get ready for training camp. Do something like that. Or, you know, I know the captaincy hasn't been decided. It may not be until, what, just before this opening night. You know, what is the plans for Ryan Callahan? I mean, what's on Ryan Callahan's mind? You know, what's on Brad Richards' mind? What's on Henrik Lundqvist's mind?
Well, they should be doing Brad Richards stuff up the. I mean, that's their marquee guy this year. That's their big signing. They should, you know, they should have a whole reality show, Living with Richards.
They should let Richards come on this show.
I wouldn't mind that.
That'll be the day.
The one thing, guys, if MSG doesn't do this, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. If they really want to promote the Rangers, considering the primary part of their broadcasting, they may not have the NBA this coming season. They better promote Brad Richards in the preseason, you know, and really have it where the fans can get to know this guy. We only know him when he was playing in Dallas and when he won the Cup in Tampa Bay. That's about as much as we know about him, at least for the casual fans may know. But for them, you know, market this guy. You know, put some promos out. I don't care if you put it on any of the other MSG-owned channels. Put an ad in Newsday, because they own that damn newspaper. Say, this is Brad Richards. This is what he can do for the Rangers. And, you know, that would that would bode very well. I mean, I know the Rangers are a original six team, and they don't necessarily have to worry about not being known. But if you want casual hockey fans or casual sports fans to know who he is in New York, they gotta promote these guys more. I mean, you know, it's not going to be like where they're the Devils across the river when they won the Cup. You know, very few people except anybody in Northern Jersey would know who the Devils are and know half the players on that roster. But promote Henrik Lundqvist, Mark Stahl, promote these guys. That's what they should be doing during the summertime. Go out, you know, out there and do interviews, things like that.
I agree with you. I think they should do. They do it with the Knicks, but they don't do it with the Rangers, which is really weird. You know,
exactly.
They
should do that with the Rangers. I mean, you know, I understand that, you know, it's, you know, in this country we know that it's not the most popular sport. We already understand that. But if you want the Rangers to be in the spotlight and, you know, in well awareness in the sports landscape here, not just about baseball, not just about football, not about basketball, you want hockey to be more than relevant, you got to go out there and market the players. And that's what the NHL hasn't even done as a whole. They have, you know, they've done a terrible job until maybe recently they started to do more marketing.
They only market Crosby and Ovechkin.
Yeah.
They you know, nobody knows about the Bobby Ryans, you know, all the guys that are – Corey Perry won the MVP last year. I mean, you know, if you don't follow hockey and you're not a diehard, you don't know who these people are. This is constantly with the Ovechkin and Crosby. And who knows what Crosby would, you know, what his future is going to be. But I agree. Marketing's got to definitely improve for the Rangers and the NHL in a whole.
I mean, MSU's got a lot of money. You know, they're the second, you know, most valuable team in the NHL. Use that money and do something with it. Don't just use it to promote your Radio Music, Radio City Music Hall events or your own self-interest. Do it for the fans, you know. Do it where the fans can get to know the team. That's what I care about. That's what I want to see. You know, invest money there, and then open the practice facility to the public, like they did over Playland. That's another beef I've got. You know, I mean, I don't know if you two, you know, been over to the practice facility, you know, at any point in the past, or.
Well, when it was in Rye, New York, way back, I used to.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that was great to see, and even they, you know, they've recently closed down when the Lowell Devils play the Hartford there, or Connecticut now. They used to have that as an, you could go see that preseason game, well, that game, you know, and. Now that's closed.
Yeah.
You can't even go see that now. I agree. There needs to be more, more outreach to the fans.
I mean, I live like less than 2 miles from the MSG Training Center, and I can't even attend the practice because the Rangers, you know, they had it closed. Or I don't know what Glenn Faber's doing, or if it's James Dolan's doing. You know, but it would be nice that outside of, you know, like charity events, you know, like whatever Adam Graves is doing over there right now. You know, it would be nice if they can open it to the public and where I can, you know, just go over there and, you know, be able to see the Rangers in practice. That'd be nice, but they don't do that. They think that, you know, they can get away with it and that the team is popular enough where, you know, oh, we don't need, you know, we've got enough fans. We don't have to worry about having to, you know, have them exposed to the players more close up and personal. So.
Agreed.
That's my rant there.
Don't worry about it.
It's a good one, Paul.
That was a good one, Paul. You know, listen, we're here for you. We're your hockey therapist. We'll get through this August. We'll get September going. Pretty soon it'll be the Traverse City tournament.
That's right.
And then we'll get to watch some hockey. And that's what I'm dying over here. I agree with you. 100%.
All right, Paul. We got one more call we got to take before we wrap it up. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. You too.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye. All right. One of the all-time greats is on the phone, Eddie.
Who could it be?
One of the all-time greats.
Greg Polis?
Close. Marcy, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, Marcy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
what do we owe the honor of this phone call this evening?
Well, by the time, well, now that it's like 20 minutes later, I forgot why I called. But
good night, Marcia.
But how come you guys are taking 3 weeks off?
It's 2 weeks. We're taking 2 weeks off. Well, actually, we'll be back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from Thursday. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we will be back on the air. We're just taking next week off.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing
okay.
going on. And
I'm going,
on
the cruise.
Eddie's going on a cruise, so, you know.
Eddie, have you ever been on a cruise before?
Yes, I've been on a couple, but my wife's never been.
Oh, okay.
And it's gonna be a little weird because we're going with like a bunch of old people. Like my father and his girlfriend, they're like 73, and my wife's parents who are in their 70s. So I think it's going to be a complaint.
It's like an
really.
Alcacaca cruise, okay? But all this weight you just lost, you're going to
yes.
gain it all back in like 3 days.
No, I've already checked in that there's a gym there, so I'm going to be diligent in getting to the gym. And doing hitting the treadmill and hitting the weights and I really do appreciate the words of encouragement and the faith that you have in me.
Yeah,
but
I know, really.
I'm just going to be shoving hamburgers down my throat.
So, Eddie, you're going to go on this cruise and come back a sack of shit, huh?
Yeah, looks like it. And the sack of shit won't even have a tuxedo. And apparently for Marcy, only assholes from Texas wear tuxedos.
Okay.
And my father, apparently.
Sports jacket. Just bring a collared shirt and a sports jacket, and you'll be fine.
Thank you. Okay.
A tuxedo, please. No, don't. No. No one gives a shit what you're wearing. All they care about is the food.
That's right. That's what I look at.
Okay. So, is it too late to bring up like a topic?
What do you got?
Well, I think this topic's been worn out to death, but I just wanted to say, I think everybody knows this, that I fully support Brad Richards being the new captain for the Rangers.
Do you?
I gotta go. You know, me and Marcy are rogues, and I've been feeling this way, and I brought it up on the show. If I'm going with a guy who's got a Stanley Cup champion, a guy who's you know, been through the wars, I go with maybe Brad Richards.
I mean,
plus, I know you're trying to piss off the Ryan Callahan contingent.
Oh, my God. Like, shut the fuck up already, people. Like, get a grip. It's ridiculous. I love Ryan Callahan. I do. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a huge asset to the team. I think he's a great player. The heart, he's physical. I get all that. Believe me. I do. But, like, people make him out to be, like, he's, like, a god, and he's not. I think there are attributes to him that you don't see in a lot of players. Yes, I understand that, and I totally acknowledge that. But I think people have a difficult time differentiating between the qualities of a captain and player that just plays with heart. Just because you have heart doesn't mean that you'll be a good leader and that you'll be a good captain. I think that out of anybody that's currently on a team, Brad Richards has shown in the past that he has that he can be a leader. And I think he'll be I think he'll act as a second coach on the ice. I think he has a good relationship with Tortorella. And maybe 2 years or a year down the road, Callahan could be captain. But I think going into this season, from what I've seen so far, I think Brad Richards could definitely be the next captain.
Right.
And, like, I understand people's point with, like, no, we have to see how he meshes with the team and what he contributes to the roster. And, you know, he has to prove himself. You know, I can see a lot of people saying that, and I respect that, and I understand that, but I don't see Ryan Callahan necessarily being a captain yet.
Again, listen, when you're already starting a firestorm, a shitstorm in the chat room with the Callahan, but listen, you said it, you know, Callahan, he's you know, he does it all, but does he have the demeanor?
He does it all. It's his job to do it all. He's the grinder. He's supposed to do it all. He's supposed to hit. He's supposed to play physical. And the fact that he plays with heart is a wonderful thing. I'm glad that he plays with heart. You're supposed to play with heart. So, like, isn't that part of his job description? You're supposed to go out on the ice and you know,
I agree.
Right? So, I mean.
You know what it is, Marcy? It's Ranger fans, as you know.
Like,
we haven't had too many of those players
that
come down the pike. They're all over the league, though. Let's face it. I mean, every team has a. I don't want to say this because I may get executed after this, but most teams have a Ryan Callahan type on their team. You know, a guy who's.
My God, thank
you. Know, listen, I may get shot following the show for saying that. Jim, also read the disclaimer where. The thoughts expressed by Marcy Braverman are not necessarily those of me and you.
We need what was the guy's name that used to do those editorials on WPIX? Was it like Richard Hughes? You remember him?
Yeah.
We need him to do a little disclaimer.
Well, Marcy, I thank you for mixing it up, but it's time to go watch FX, apparently. I'm missing something.
Eddie, Archer's a funny show. You'd like it.
Okay. And what do you want to say, Marcy?
But, like I said, like, I love Ryan Callahan. I just, like, I don't see perfection. There are weaknesses to Ryan Callahan. Like, and people make him out to be like he's this god, and I just don't understand
it. I know. He's the people's champion right now, and he may not necessarily.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I think I find him extreme. I find him extremely
job,
I find
for
I
doing his job
very,
for breaking a bone every other month because he's blocking shots. Like,
oh, I ain't got listen. I'm not going to get that crazy on Ryan Callahan. I'm not going to say, this guy shouldn't.
And the fact that he only signed for 3 years, people, hello. That was on his term. He wanted to sign for 3 years.
Marcy, I feel like you are just looking at those. You want to take down all those Ryan Callahan worshippers out there, those sycophants out there, and just torpedo them. That's all you want to do. I know what you're doing. So you're trying to say he only signed a 3-year deal because he really doesn't want to be a Ranger.
His 3-year contract was on his terms. There's no negating that. He wanted to be with the Rangers for 3 years at a time.
You heard it from Marcy Braverman, not me.
And Richard signed for 9 years. I mean, you know.
He loves the Rangers more than Ryan Callahan. That's what
I'm
saying.
I'm just saying.
Marcy.
Yes. I think we're done.
All right. I guess we're done.
Did I go off the air? Is it like, what time is the show? We're 10?
We're into the podcast. The show is over.
We're into the podcast. Oh, I'm still talking. We're into the podcast. Oh, okay.
Did you hear what I said, Marcy?